48 hours at a time at his frequency instrument in the 30s in his laboratory. Not, if you can imagine what the dedication of a person who spends that amount of my time over his microscope studying and just changing the frequency ever so slightly until he found the frequency that it liked to vibrate at. And he called that the mortal oscillatory rate. And then he increased the amplitude and they would just implode. They would come into a clump like this or they'd become immobile. At first, he got a lot of good press in San Diego and Los Angeles, that sort of thing. But the head of the AMA at the time was a Morris Fishbein, and who wanted to buy the rights to this discovery. And he refused to sell, and so he brought the power of the AMA down on Rife and basically did whatever he had to do to shut him down. In 1947, Rife closed his laboratory, and there was kind of a resurgence with an engineer because the doctors wouldn't go near him. They were told if they did, they would lose their license to practice. If that didn't do the trick, then they would be put in jail, and some actually did jail time. So they wouldn't go around him, but an engineer named John Crane, and they started producing what were pad units. At the time, Rife's unit was an inert gas that he sent the frequencies through the inert gas, and he held close to the subject. In 1934, a doctor who was kind of fronting Rife to the medical community named Milbank Johnson, very powerful man. He was head of the AMA for Southern California, and he talked Rife into, after Rife finally agreed to do this on humans, first he tried it on slides in his laboratory, then on laboratory rats, where he would actually, with the help of Dr. Arthur Kendall, he would inject cancer into laboratory rats and then use the frequency he had discovered for cancer to eliminate the, without hurting the surrounding tissue. In, 1934, at the insistence of, or at the prodding of this Milbank, Dr. Milbank Johnson, they brought 16 terminally ill cancer patients to the clinic. And at the end of 2 months' time, 14 of the 16 were declared cured by a crack team of doctors. And Rife made some adjustments to the machine to continue the treatment for another month, and the other two were declared cured. These were terminally ill cancer patients. He continued. He had follow-up clinics in 35, 36, 37, and 38, where he had cure rates of better than 90%. Like I say, though, with the AMA coming down on him on a court case in 1939, by 1947, he was basically broke, and he closed down his lab. In the 50s and 60s, he worked with John Crane, an engineer, which they came out, developed pad units, and they could not produce. They didn't have the money to produce, because these are very expensive to produce in the 30s. What is called a Rife machine at the time cost around $9,000 to $11,000, which the average home in the 30s was $4,800. So you got a picture. Doctors had trouble affording them. But to bring the cost down, Crane talked him into using audio frequencies from a Heathkit function generator. And so they did some good with that. And a lot of people have gotten goods out of it, but they never have gotten the kind of results that Rife did with cancer. What I have here, to make a long story short, in 1986, Rife died in 71. 86, a guy by the name of Barry Lyons wrote about Rife. John Crane saw the article and said, let's get together, I'll tell you the whole story about Rife. And so in 1987, Barry Lyons wrote this book. It's called The Cancer Cure That Worked. And it's still the best probably guide about the story of Rife and all the different things that happened. And then, it's kind of been going underground. Sure, it's kind of been going underground. And you'll see a picture in there about in 1931, where they had a bunch of doctors had at the home of Milbank Johnson, they had a big shindig where they honored Rife, and they called it the end of all disease. Well, that's before everything kind of came down on him. So they've gone underground, and because basically this type of treatment, I was going to show you the machine that I use. It's GB4000 made by AAA Productions, and I think they've done a lot of work to try to revive the actual rife stuff. And they use a function generator and an amplifier. And they split it up that way so it's not considered a medical instrument, because you could be thrown in jail for, and people have been, for practicing medicine without a license. So they're very careful in the way they approach it. Not approved by the FDA, and never will be, because in order to be approved by the FDA, you have to have a couple hundred million dollars to do all the tests that they require. And who has that kind of money? The drug companies. So that's why the only thing you ever see is another drug. And of course, the people who are on the board, FDA, used to work for drug companies. So it's kind of in the circle of just more and more drugs and that sort of thing. And you hear the horror stories about drugs. There are no known side effects to the treatment. There's over 900 different conditions in the what is called the consolidated list. 900 different conditions you treat with rife. I had very good success with it. I've personally treated over 100 people, and I have had good results with many various things. And I'm just going to say, you can't use a C word, but since I got the machine that would do radio waves, because initially I just had one that did audio frequencies, and I had spotty results with cancer. But since I've expanded to get something that would do radio waves, that, like this machine, everyone that I personally have treated for cancer became cancer free. Now you can make your own conclusions, but that's, in fact, one of my most favorite stories is actually a client, my wife, who's a massage therapist, who had been diagnosed with cancer 1 week. She came and got a rife treatment and a Reiki and a massage, and the next week that she had more tests. And then those tests, they said, this is a direct quote from the doctor, there was something there, but your body fought it off. They had no chemo, no radiation, no surgery, no other treatment of any kind.
And this was done with radio waves?
Yes.
I've read about this before.
It's about finding the frequency that particular little critter, that pathogen, likes to vibrate, and then increasing the amplitude. No, but I can give you information. We run a little free clinic on Thursdays. If you just call and let us know you're coming, we'll set up and you can come in and experiment. You can have a treatment. What's that? Well, let's see. See what I can come up with. I thought what I do for a living, so my card is going to say something different, but go ahead.
Can I have one as well?
Huh? Sure.
Here, man.
Well, let's see if I got any more. Okay.
Have you heard anything about Southwestern Research doing anything like this?
I've never heard of them, no.
San Antonio?
Probably. They're probably
in the 60s?
Well, let me mention one thing. Guys, I think that might be my last one. I didn't realize there were going to be so much. I would have brought in a whole. I have a whole bunch of cards, but I didn't realize it. Yes, you can go on the internet and find it. I think I'm fresh out of cards. I just a few of them. I'm located in Barbersville. Yes. Yes. Well, I just work out of my home.
Where are you? Barbersville.
Yeah, that's where I live, in Barbersville. Yeah, and I don't do that for this for a living, because I don't charge anything for the treatments. But I do. I did become a distributor for them, and so if somebody wants to, buy it or something like that, I can get you a discount. But
are you capable of having one of those treatments now or whatever?
Well, I thought we would be kind of time constrained today. That's why I thought, with all this going on and that sort of thing, there might not be time. But
how do you know the frequency? You say you tweak that. So how do you?
Well, this has been going underground since Rife's time in the 30s. So 70, 80 years of people get putting their results together.
Right.
But how do you know? Do you have a list of number? How do you?
Well, let me show you the book that shows the.
Did you make it from a kit? Did you say?
No. That was that's what Crane did. But this Tripway production now has
they make it.
They have done a lot of work to revive what Wright, because it kind of people weren't sure if it's. It's, you know, that technology didn't die with him in
what
71.
Technology is it? I mean, I've always been into electronics, so I used to make semiconductors. So whatever you're saying, I don't understand the language.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably understand it better than I do, because I'm not. But if you, by the way, if you want to see what's, let me say one thing before I kind of break up with the people who's interested in this, is that in 1999, July, if you go out to the website, annalsofsurgery.com. This is and then you key in radio frequency, one word, ablation, and look at that study done by the Anderson City of the University of Texas. They did 123 liver cancer patients with 169 malignancies. All the tumors were completely necrotic upon imaging studies at the end of the study. Whoa, that's right. And they called the results promising. Yeah.
They're always bars.
Yeah, promising. So that's 11 years ago. And you still get treated for cancer at a hospital. They want you to do chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, big money stuff.
100% though, it's not that promising. It takes away their revenue.
Yeah. It's not promising as far as revenue wise.
Let me say that Sandy over here has, she may not have kids, but she has a printout of something that will go along, you know, won't hurt anybody, definitely set up the environment health as well.
Yeah.
But it's also a theory of cancer, which I find quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been other things that have been buried along the way, too. This is just the most in your face, I guess. But there have been other things that the cancer treatments that have been buried along the way also. Yeah. And number, Sandy, didn't you talk about the one with maple syrup and baking soda? Yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yes. That's the poor man's rice machine, if you would, for cancer, yeah.
How did you obtain one of these machines?
I first got my first one on eBay, I believe it or not. Somebody was selling one, but it would only do one frequency at a time. This does eight at a time. And it would only do audio frequencies, because at the time people did not realize that Rife did not do radio. He did not do audio, he did radio waves that Crane, to bring the cost down, to use the Heathkit machine, he changed the frequencies to the audio frequencies and stuff. But a lot has been done with the audio frequency. You'll see in this book here, of the 900 different conditions, there's a lot in there with audio frequencies. And I have personally had a lot, just me personally, a lot of good out of the audio frequencies as well. But I've been totally blown away by what the results I've with people who've had cancer. But you will not believe how much resistance there is, not just from doctors, but from people. People dying from cancer.
Brainwashed to have to deal with this garbage.
They don't want false hope.
No, they don't want to lose profits. The pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose profits.
But what about the person? The person has cancer.
Right.
They don't want false hope. So they stay with them. And they have great faith in their doctors too. What's that? I'm sorry. This is I can do this with the amplifier and stuff for around $2,100, and then there's an accessory kit that you have to buy on your own, because that if I sold it to you, I would be practicing medicine without a license. See, and that's $99. Yeah. So you have to buy that directly from somebody else. Yeah. But I can give you all that if you're interested. I can give you information on that.
What's that?
Barry Lyons. He's written some other books too, like The Cancer Conspiracy and that sort of thing.
Is there anything about cures for Alzheimer's that actually works?
Well, you have somebody that you would like to bring by on Thursday? We'll give it a try. I have not treated anybody for Alzheimer's. So I can't speak from personal experience. There are, yes. But I would like to, I have over 100 people I've treated for a lot of other different things, but Alzheimer's has not been one of them. So I don't want to tell you from anything that I haven't had personal experience with.
I have a question about, I have a 10-year-old granddaughter.
Yes.
And she has a glioma.
She has what?
A glioma tumor of the optic nerve.
Uh-huh.
And she's already lost eyesight in one eye.
Oh, my gosh.
And they gave her chemotherapy through a vein or something in her leg. She lives in Ohio. And anyhow, it's aggressive and it's already starting to affect her.
Oh, my. Yes.
And
yes.
She's only 10.
Yeah.
And you think something like this might work for her? It's not malignant.
The thing about it is what do you got to lose? There are no side effects. Why not try it? Yeah. I mean, if people have trouble, I know some people have trouble affording their own machine, so that's why I set up a clinic.
Yeah.
Just free.
What's
that? It's a... There's the pad. These are called foot pads.
Okay.
And then there are the cylinders.
What are the pads? I mean, how do they, like, because you said it's audio frequency.
They all come through.
So you can feel the vibration. It's audio frequency.
You can if you don't have a radio wave carrier wave.
Right.
This one has a carrier wave, so you can turn the carrier wave on, and you can increase the intensity by 10 times. The intensity. So.
I would be crying all the time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story about the people who manufacture this. They. The guy that started this had a granddaughter that had leukemia, and she died. This guy has quite a bit of money because they spent $500,000 just putting this together, building this business. This is a non-consolidated list, and that's the other one that you were looking at before is a consolidated list.
Just the frequencies.
That's the frequencies, but so is this. This is just a different list. But so he had the leukemia, so he had, I guess, money to. Try all the doctors and all those type of stuff. He said his exact words, because I've talked to him, was there's nothing. They don't have nothing for her, and she died. And that's when he got started into this. And they he and then his son, who's the father of the child that died, and then he's since retired. His sons take over. It's just, his son is actually he's an engineer, more knowledgeable about it. So it's really pretty good. His name's Jeff. And they do this, so they started this company, AAA Production. They're very low-key, and they don't try to draw attention to themselves. They try to be very careful. Because as you might know, there's a lot of money to be had with cancer. The average patient's like worth $300,000. So they're not giving that up too willingly, that money. So I was able to get this type of thing for around $2,100, and then there's an accessory kit for about $100, so that you have to buy on your own. I can't sell that, because if I did, then they come after me. So about $2,200, yeah, you could get this whole setup. And I have, it's worth it. Just if I did nothing but treat myself and my family. I'm 59 years old, and I've had bouts with gout. I had poison ivy that covered 60% of my body. They were thinking about admitting me to the hospital. It was so bad, okay? And they couldn't do it. I took prednisone. That was a mistake. And I did not realize that there were frequencies for poison ivy. I even called the manufacturer and said, is there another name, technical name for poison ivy? I said, no, not that I know of. I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't know. And then I was in the drugstore looking for something for my poison ivy. And I remember that the pharmacist said that Benadryl. And I thought that was strange when they told me before to get Benadryl. Because isn't that for allergies? Allergies like you sneeze, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Poison ivy is an allergic reaction. Allergies. So I go and I look for allergies. And there's sure enough, there's frequency for allergies. And I put that, had that rods like this, and all the poison ivy disappeared from the top of my body, but still had it on my legs. And in order to treat the whole body, you have to have the rods up here and the foot pads down there. So I started treating down there, and it went away on my legs. It took a series of treatments to do it. It probably took a month. altogether to get rid of all of it.
How many?
What's that?
How many treatments?
For poison ivy, the poison ivy, I'd say I treated probably every 2 or 3 days. Rife treated every 3 days for 3 minutes because he says the body needs time to get rid of the bad stuff.
How do you know wouldn't have gone naturally?
I'm sorry, what?
How do you know wouldn't have gone naturally when he's last night?
Because I was already going back to the doctors for 2 or 3 months already trying to get rid of it. They had given the prednisone. The same thing with my gout. Yeah, boy, I didn't realize that it softened your bones. I had a tooth broke apart over here. I lost another tooth that disintegrated. I lost a crown. They're still wanting to pull this one back here, and I've had probably because of that prednisone, maybe I don't know, thousands of dollars worth of dental work to try to fix it. Yeah, I didn't know that. They didn't tell me that. It wasn't even on the sheet they gave me.
Yeah, but what is it that you took that did that? Steroid?
Prednisone. Yeah, prednisone's a steroid. Prednisone.
Prednisone.
Prednisone. PREDNIZONE or SONE or something like that. Prednisone, yeah.
And so what do you do with your other bones?
What's that?
How about the other bones?
Well, luckily I haven't had any too much other than knee problems and stuff like that and hip problems and stuff like that, but I would never have taken it had known that.
All these manuals here are for different frequencies.
Over 900 different conditions.
Well, basically it's been good for cancer.
Well, the radio waves particularly, yeah. That's because... The funny thing is, I have treated people for sinusitis, and it's taken more treatments and been more difficult to get rid of than the cancer.
Sinusitis.
Allergies. I found that it's strange stuff. Yeah, it drives down, it goes down, and you get bronchitis. Me too. I treated my bronchitis with it too. You need to get on the Rife machine because that's the same thing I had, and I had to, and I'm not saying that it's going, you could take one treatment and it's going to magically go away. Sometimes you have to be kind of dogged about it, but I have had all kinds of conditions, knee problems, hip problems, you name it, like I say, arthritis.
That's not good for the drug companies or the doctors.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the last time I went to see a doctor, I actually did see a doctor. I saw physician's assistant, and I had some sort of bug going on that I had trouble getting rid of, and I was in there, and I had after I had gout prior to that. Or that's what I said they had. They said that the doctor said I didn't have gout, but I treated for gout and it went away. So I figured I had gout. But anyway, my ankles were swollen. And when I went in there for that, I called them up after I got rid of it with the Rife machine. And I said, I want to cancel my next appointment. I said, why? He said, because it went away. And they said, okay. Well, several years later, I'm in this talking with this physician assistant. And she's giving me some sort of, I don't know, I can't remember what it was, some sort of drug. Anyway, well, one of the things she does is, while I'm sitting on the examining table, she reaches down with her hand and puts her hand on my ankle. I said, well, that's kind of strange. What's that got to do with this bug I got going up in here? And I remembered that was several years ago that I had gone there, and I told him, I says, my problem with my swollen ankles is gone. I canceled my treatment. And I guess she couldn't believe it. So,
what a pleasure to meet you, Tom. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the other thing too, I want to mention about it too, is I found it very good with the dental because I had the dental problems after the prednisone, see. And so I've used it for dental, and it gets rid of the bacteria. My dentist is just, I think she just thinks I'm lying to her or something like that because. But then they do the x-rays and all the bacteria's all gone and that sort of thing. So
you do that too?
Yeah. That I do. There are settings. In fact, it says in here in the book that if you don't take care of your teeth problems,
right,
the other problems, it causes other problems, much worse. Yes, much worse. So you have to take care of the teeth problems, it says. And so there's two groups of settings in there for teeth stuff. And I'll throw in the abscess and.
So you, when you get that machine, you have to get all those manuals with it, you buy it separately?
Oh no, they come with it, with your accessory pack.
They come with it, okay. It's part of the
whole. Yeah.
I'd rather rely on you.
Yeah, well if somebody wants to buy a machine and I sell the machine, then I bring them and I train them and everything at my house and stuff like that. So yeah, but if you don't have, a lot of people can't afford it, so I just give free treatments at my house, you know. So there's no reason for them not to come unless they just don't want to.
I was totally amazed. You know, I've seen that movie, The Movement Spell, but I love it.
You probably will get your reward in heaven. So hold your breath, you'll get there.
Yeah. Thank you.
That word love, is it?
You just, okay.
It says see cancer.
Yeah, the cancer's usually 113, and the group is 113 and 115.
Uh-huh. She lives there. Her mom and dad live in Cleveland. Cleveland. It's near Lake Erie, East Lake.
Okay.
And my son is there. This is my great granddaughter, who's 10 years old. But she's already lost eyesight in one eye.
Yeah, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's making it's aggressive, it's putting pressure on the other one. So I'd love to get her real quick before something else happens.
You think they'd be open to coming down and trying it out, or what?
Probably the.
So do you do a lot of flying now?
I think so. I'll talk to my son, because it's his granddaughter, it's my great granddaughter.
Yeah.
And I've been praying for a miracle, but this is it, you know.
Well, I will say that, did you know Jim Lohr, who was here earlier?
No.
He had a relative of his who had a bunch of tumors, a pancreatic cancer. And in fact, I just delivered a Rife machine to him because he had taken his Rife machine up to there and he started to do the treatment. He forgot to turn the amp on, so the person didn't get the treatment. So he left his machine with him, and they have been using it for a month. This person had gone into they had opened them up in surgery, closed them back up, sent them home to die. And so pancreatic cancer is apparently very bad.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, he started using the Rife machine, just like this exact same type thing here. And for a month, he went back, and they did x-rays, and they said 50% of all of his tumors are gone.
That's a miracle too.
Now Rife treated for 2 months on those, when his, so apparently it takes a series of treatments over about 2 month period. But for everything, about $2,200. Yeah. When you consider how much they're probably paying for their cancer treatments, it's not real expensive. Yeah.
The chemotherapy they gave her, I understood they put it in an artery going through her groin area.
Yeah.
We had to do that going to the eye. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't know.
She's already lost her hair.
She's lost her hair, yeah.
Very sick.
See, that's all that kind of stuff. And there's no known side effects to the right treatment.
No.
This amazing.
Yes. I'll get in touch with
them. Okay. Did you get a card or did you get my number or something like that?
I've been trying to take some notes. If you don't care, put your
name. Sure, sure.
Phone number down.
Okay.
So do you have these in stock?
Exactly.
What's that?
Do you have these in stock?
No, I just when somebody wants one. I don't have the resources to do that.
I thought maybe the family all together go in together and get one.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I realize that other people don't, and so that's the reason I do the free treatments at my home. If they want to give, then I just put it, donation, that's right, I take it and put it towards getting the word out.
By the time I got paid for the gas to go up there.
That's the consolidated frequencies, yes. And of course you can go out the internet now and you can find all, just look key in Royal Rife and you can find all kinds of stuff out there.
Look up what name?
Royal, R-O-Y-A-L.
And England is all in a...
Rife, R-I-F-E.
I mean, these people are all in a tent. They don't want them to be here anymore.
Well, hopefully you have. I'm trying to get the word out, and I know other people are doing the same thing,
is
too.
Is there a first name involved?
What's that?
His first name. Is this his first name?
Royal, yes. Uh-huh. So he died in 1971. And you know, 3 months after he died was when Nixon started the war on cancer. All the research universities lined up for the billions of dollars they're going to give away. You just think of how much money is involved. Yeah, it's just huge amounts of money.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And so I think this has to be a ground roots effort just for people. Word of mouth, and I love this to be able to have people like this and be able to tell them about it, and they can tell them, and then they have their personal experiences like Jim had. He can, yeah, and then that just.
So Jim was here with the
headphones. He was here. He was sitting right over there, and he left. The reason he didn't stay is he has hearing problems. He has hearing aids in both ears. He only catches a word here and there. So, yeah, that's no fun. So he went ahead and left. Yeah. When I talk to him, I have to talk loud. But I've had other there was somebody down in Ashland, Kentucky, too. And they just about had him a very strong man, almost to the point of death with chemo. Almost, they had him in the hospital. And the friends of mine who wanted to treat him on the Rife machine were afraid they wouldn't be able to get him out of the hospital before he died.
Couldn't hardly do that.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a problem. I had people who were in the hospital who they would love to get the machine to them, but couldn't sneak it in. But they did get him out of the hospital, I guess, and they treated him, and he... Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, they had to kind of finally tell him to quit coming over every day to treat on the machine and get his own machine. Because he kept on, even after they said he's cancer-free. But I guess he's afraid to come back. Yeah, he was afraid to come back.
Well, it would be worth his effort if he's free.
And I have a couple that both husband and wife had cancer. They're now retired, loving their and enjoying their grandkids down in North Carolina.
Isn't that a miracle?
Yeah, both of them had cancer. Her cancer, she had breast cancer. She had a tumor 14 centimeters, size of a grapefruit. It shrunk down to the size of a golf ball, and her doctor said she thought it was dead. They to take it, go ahead and take it out. So they did the surgery and took that. And she's perfectly fine. And her husband came down with cancer. Did the same thing with him. And they're down there living in North Carolina having.